Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, March the 2nd, February. See ya. We're out of here. Get rid of that polar vortex. But hope you're having a great weekend and you're going to get out and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What are we cooking, Bob?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And the big question today is, to bean or not to bean?
Okay. And what does that translate to?
We're all doing chili, baby. All right. Chili.
Big pots of chili from the grill, smoker, and other parts of your kitchen.
There you go. But you can do it inside, but it's getting nice enough outside. Depending on where you are, we know a lot of people stream this around the world, actually, and there's troops overseas. Thank you for what you're doing.
And they may be making gazpacho because they want cold soup there.
They're streaming it in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we sure appreciate that. The podcasts are growing all the time. It's a free podcast if you want. You go to thegrillingguys.com and look at that top right icon. You'll see a podcast symbol. It's basically a set of headphones.
That's right.
Click on it, and we'll ship it off to you. No charge.
Yeah, free of charge. Speaking of no charge, I've been charged up a little bit this last weekend. The Home and Garden Show at the DeVos place in downtown Grand Rapids is going on, and I've been there for the last 3 days, and makes for some long days and short nights, and you got to get charged up when you got to get to it. But the relevant piece of that is that Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens are down there, and we got some really cool outdoor stuff.
Nice.
Going on down there. We've got a patio set up.
Synthetic cabinets.
Right. I got my new nature cast cabinets.
For me.
Yeah. They're there's right in the center of the display, the Landscape Association. This is kind of their show. And right in the center of that, the convention area is their display. And I've got a really nice kitchen set up in there with a grill and a smoker and a little bar with a cocktail station in it.
You didn't bring the outdoor beer taps this year?
I did not. That's a one-and-done thing, you know. You create a sensation, then you leave that behind, right? That's like Michael Jordan quitting when he wins the championship, right? Yeah. Don't go back for the next year. Don't go back. But anyway, a lot of fun, a lot of cool stuff down there. This is the show season. If it's too cold where you are, come on down to Grand Rapids and hit the consumer show there. It's called the Home and Garden Show. 400 exhibitors. There's a bunch of us down there.
That's a big show.
Yeah,
I used to work it.
Yeah,
I don't miss it.
No, it is long hours, but, you know, again, my employer.
If you're attending,
right,
it's fantastic.
Right.
When you're working it, your feet get really, really beat up.
Right, yeah.
You're standing long
You
hours.
Can't put enough padded carpet down
to
make it feel good. Yeah. So anyway.
I just got back from the UP.
I did
a little training session up there with one of our new carrier dealers, and I got to drive in some of the worst weather I've ever had to drive back up and back on. By the time I got to the bridge on the way up last week, the storm had abated, and the bridge was sunny and clear, and it was gorgeous. I live-streamed it going over. It was just gorgeous.
Yep.
And you could actually shoot your snowmobile across right now. If you jump,
oh, the straits are frozen.
If you jumped a little spot where the ships keep going through,
yeah. Better get a little RPM up to do that. Yeah.
On the way back, I stopped at Houghton Lake at our favorite store in that area, which is R&J Best Choice, and I talked to Sandra first, and she's all, you know, it's so nice to go in there because we've gotten to know those people. And I just, for one thing, love that cheesy bread that they gave us. So I always have to pick some of that up.
Yeah, your rest of your family knows nothing about it, though.
Well, Maureen does, because I brought her a loaf home.
No.
Sandra hooked me up one.
With the second loaf?
yeah.
Right?
This last week. And then, of course, I got to talk to Dustin, who's always brimming with hope and all kinds of meat ideas. And it's just a fun place. I picked up some of that wonderful seasoning they sell. I think it's called Chef's Blend.
Okay.
But then I went down to Mount Pleasant. I have a home show there coming up in a couple weeks. Yeah. And the folks at Custom Heating and Plumbing are my carrier dealer there, and I'll be working a show for them. So that's going to be the same deal.
Same thing, man. It's just this time of year when those consumer shows are out there, and with you and I being in the building products business, that it just they tap you. I have four in a row. But one of them I was at in Manistee last weekend. I was up there, and I ran across an organization that we're going to have on the show in the next few weeks. It's an organization called Tight Lines for Troops, and it is a Michigan-based.
That looks really cool.
Yeah, Michigan-based veterans that they take out fishing, complimentary. They take over 250 of them out in the third weekend in May. We're going to have them on to help them. How we all can help is just supporting them and being there. When they get done with their fishing trip, they like to line the channel in Manistee with thousands of people cheering on and thanking our veterans. And then there's, of course, a beer tent and barbecue and all that other stuff afterwards.
How about that?
Yeah, kind of cool.
Sounds very cool.
Yeah.
As long as we're talking about veterans, I got an email from Steve Prince here. He's doing something called Reboot Combat Recovery Course, and it's March 5th at Cornerstone Church in Caledonia, and it's helped over 4,000 participants so far, and basically it's led by fellow combat veterans and spouses. It's for the whole family, and it's a course, not a support group, and it's faith-based but not preachy. So this is basically to help folks who've been in combat and suffer from what almost anybody who's in combat suffers from, and that's PTSD.
Right.
And Steve works tirelessly. Steve Prince, of course, you've all heard him here on the show before. Jop and I have known him for years. We met him at Alan Bob's, basically donating bows for one of his first campaigns for troops. But then we got our concealed carry classes with him.
Right.
And that has proven to be fantastic. My boys have both gotten their carries with Steve. He's just a wonderful guy. He's a big, tall drink of water. He's about 6'6".
Right.
And he's a retired Army major. And he's really, I'd call him a missionary, because what this guy does is it's selfless.
Right.
It's just selfless.
But he does great things. And that's why we continue to talk about him. Again, his little side gig is this thing called Prince Arming, where you can go take your CPL classes from the guy. And he's just a master at this stuff. So it's cool. It's really cool to see him.
So this, if you want to get involved with him, it's March 5th at Cornerstone Church in Caledonia. And I will post on our website a link to this event. It's free, okay, for any combat troops. It's free.
Right, and their families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fantastic idea. Again, March 5th, I will put a posting on our website and give you a link to sign up for that if you want more information.
Yeah, that's very cool. Take advantage of it if you have the need. Just really cool thing to do. All right. Well, Bob, you skipped over one item on there, which I'm really surprised, and I see Sue Brewing on our so maybe while you were up north, you had an opportunity.
I stopped in Sault Ste. Marie and spent the night, and I always stay at the Ramada Inn downtown because it's right across the street from Sue Brewing and right next door to the Palace.
Right.
Two of my favorite institutions.
And the Palace is what? I can know what it's Sue Brewing is. What's the Palace?
The Palace is this legacy Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
That's been there forever.
So you can drink on one side of the road, eat on the other side of the road, and waddle home.
Just walk right to my room. It's fantastic.
Very cool.
And I'll tell you what, it was cold.
Yeah.
And it was cold. The snow is like 5 feet high. They literally have mechanisms to go through town early in the morning with conveyor belts and everything to get the snow out of there with dump trucks. They just haul it out. I don't know.
Right. Well, they got nowhere to plow it
to. Hopefully they're hauling it like east of town so it doesn't blow back. Yeah.
Well, there's not much east of the Sioux, right? Yeah, right. You get into Canada there, hey. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of cool. Well, interesting. Good weekend for both of us. And check it out. But coming up next, we're going to talk about chili. And we're going to tap into our friends at the Food Network because they do some really good recipes now and then. And we're going to talk about those. So stick with us. We'll be back.